from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. It was the well-known evangelist D.L. Moody who said on one occasion, "I thought when I was converted that my friends had been very unfaithful to me because they hadn't told me about Christ. And I thought I would have all my friends converted inside 24 hours. And I was quite disappointed when they didn't at once see Christ to be the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon and the bright and morning star. And I wondered why it was. But we need to learn that God alone can do that. Yes, salvation is of the Lord. And it's our prayer and desire that if you're not as yet saved, if you haven't experienced God's salvation in Jesus Christ, that even today, as you listen to God's Word being preached, that you would come and trust the Savior." Bringing the Word of God to us today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning Bible study. We will be looking at Mark chapter 5 in our study this morning, taking up where we left off in our last study. We will be reading some verses just now from that chapter. So please turn to your Bible and to the chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark. We're reading from verse 11. "Now there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Christ gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devils, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel." God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Now, before we come to our study, let's have some old-fashioned gospel music. It's that lovely hymn, To God Be the Glory, sung for us by the Salvation Army.
Thank you.
stirring words. Praise God, he has done great things for poor sinners through Christ. Well, what a stir has been caused by the visit of the Lord Jesus to the country of the Gadarenes. The power of the devil has been broken in the life of one that was long enslaved by Satan. Christ permits the cast-out devils to enter into a herd of swine. The herd was immediately made to run down a steep slope into the sea where it was drowned. I suggested in our study dealing with that portion that the Lord had permitted that to happen in order that men might understand the evil, malicious, murderous character of the devil. As we read in John chapter 8, verse 44, the Lord Jesus says of the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning. When the news of these events reached the ears of the people living in the area, they come out to see what has happened. When they do come out, what a sight awaits them. Verse 15 reads, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They come to Jesus and they see him that was possessed with the devil. Their eyes are drawn immediately to the man who for years had been the object of fear and dread, hatred and derision in that district. The poor creature who had been possessed by many devils. But what a change has been wrought. And I want just to emphasize today that the Lord Jesus Christ, by his grace and power, can bring marvelous changes into the hearts and lives of men and women. This former slave of the devil is now clothed in his right mind and is sitting at the feet of Christ. It is a mark of true salvation that the convert henceforth follows the Lord Jesus. This man is now in the company of the Lord Jesus. We read earlier in the chapter the place where he formerly abode. Verse 3, he had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains. He had been a man associated with the gloomy regions of that area where they buried the dead. But here he is, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Praise God for the change Christ can make in hearts. In the story of events on the great day of Pentecost, we read in Acts chapter 2 that the hundreds and hundreds of those who were convicted and converted under the preaching of the apostles, as soon as they found peace through believing in Christ, they received the word of God, we are told in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, and they were baptized, thus betokening their conversion to Christ, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. What did they do? They joined the company of Christ and his people. They began to follow the Savior. That's a mark of grace. And here is this man in the company of the Lord Jesus. Notice he was sitting. Now that's a contrast from his activities previous to his conversion. He had been a man possessed of the devil with a spirit of restlessness about him. In verse 5, we read, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Can you see that poor man so beset by the tormenting devils and ceaselessly, endlessly roaming about? Here he is now sitting at the feet of Jesus. What a change the Lord Jesus can bring into lives. What a glorious peace. What a glorious calm. What a glorious rest. It is at the feet of Jesus that a sinner will find rest when he is brought by the grace of God to submission. Time has beaten us. We must leave our study, but come, join with us again. We're going to gather around this portion of God's Word again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.